Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM, and Sheila Baines. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're the first of the council candidates I'm bringing in, and we'll be asking basically the same thing, except you get some special questions, because since you haven't been in here, I want to hear your thoughts about what should change on council, because we're assuming that if you thought everything was fine, you'd be sitting at home having coffee rather than going to all these rallies.
Right, running for office. There's definitely a lot of work in it, but it's work that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I am a community-minded person. Mm-hmm. I go out and volunteer. I volunteer for many organizations. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. I love getting out and meeting people.
Who all do you volunteer for?
I've volunteered for Rotary, God's Storehouse, God's Pit Crew, Haven of the Dan River Region, the Suicide Prevention Group, many, many groups. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for a very long time. Years ago, I was involved in PTA, and I was a PTA president at many of the schools in the city. So I've been very involved in the community, and it's because of my community involvement that I wanted to run for office. Many people have concerns about what's going on, and sometimes they don't know how to express those concerns, or they feel like if they do express them, nobody's going to listen. And part of what I do when I go and I speak to people and talk to them about what's going on is I listen to what they say, and I encourage them to use their voice, because it's when we use our voice that we can make a difference in our community. And because I have a knowledge of a lot that's going on in our community, I believe I can benefit our community by serving on council. I'll bring the people's perspective. I want to involve more people from our community into the decisions that are being made. And now some difficult decisions are going to have to be made, and it will be important for citizens in our community to understand what those decisions are.
And you're talking about involving people's voices more. Do you think that is not happening now? Do you think there are things that people are feeling that council is not hearing?
I think that council has heard. They realize what the main problems are as far as crime, education, jobs, growth, that type of thing. There is an issue that comes up, and it has been coming up for many years, at least 10 years, and that's regarding utilities. Over and over, when people get a bill that's really, really high and hard for them, they remind people that they're out here struggling on being able to handle that, and that something has to be done. And I think they feel that sometimes those concerns aren't being listened to enough.
Did you see the information the city manager held with some of those meetings and sending out information to the utilities about why some of those bills are high?
Yes.
What should be done in addition to that? If you were in council, what would you do?
Well, it's communication for one thing. People need to understand what can be done and what can't be done. As far as the agreement with AMP, it's my understanding that it would take $500 million to get out of that agreement.
Yeah, a very long-term agreement.
Very long-term agreement. But there are things that people can do on a local level to help themselves, and we need to let them know what that is. There are resources that can help some people make some improvements in their home. It would be nice to have someone to be able to go into people's homes and help them see what may be needed and help them or guide them to where some resources are that they can use, and just a sharing of information so that people completely understand. Communication is a problem, not just in our area, but it's everywhere. Anytime I go to a meeting and issues come up, communication is one of the main ones. How do you let everyone know what is and what isn't so? It's not an easy task.
That's right.
And sometimes it takes going to where people live and where people work to let them know what the options are, so that then they can see what they can do or what they can't do, and what city council can do and what they can't do.
What do you think council can do that they're not doing on the energy front, for example?
On the energy front, it's still trying to see where we can cut. If there's any places where we can save a little bit, we need to do it. We've been relying quite heavily on money from utilities in the general fund, and then we've been spending a lot of money from the general fund to do things. So that's kind of a catch-22. We've got to have growth, and we have to have money to be able to do what we need for services.
And you go to a lot of council meetings. Where do you think they should cut? If you were sitting in a budget planning meeting, where would you say, okay, we've got to cut these electric rates, so the way to do it is to cut here, or to raise taxes? What would your recommendation do?
Well, we have to, as I say, we have to be able to tell people what they can do mm-hmm. to help save themselves.
The information,
as far as the rates, we're just going to have to look at that a little bit further and see if there's any areas where we can cut it a little bit. A lot of it is something that we can't control. Mm-hmm. Taking maybe a little bit less from utilities into the general
General fund.
And the general fund is something we can consider doing. But if we do that, then we have to see if there's another fund of money that we can use.
Have you identified one? Would you, like, the bigger ones are education? Education is probably the biggest one. Would you take money from there?
Education. Education and economic development go hand in hand.
Oh, absolutely.
We can't have one without the other. So mm-hmm. both of those are extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think we could take money from if we, as a way to alleviate the pressure economically on the utilities?
We're going to have
if you were on council, what are they not doing that you would do?
Well, you just have to look a little bit further to see about where we can spend less.
Mm-hmm.
We have to spend enough to try to develop, but mm-hmm. we have to make sure we're doing smart spending. We have to be careful on what we spend it on.
Have you identified any areas where you think they should change spending?
Well, there are some areas where they would like to, they want to do some increases into the River District.
Mm-hmm.
There's another $2.5 million
mm-hmm.
they'd like to spend. We may have to take that down some because of the funding. You know, we've been taking so much from the general fund
mm-hmm.
that this report that's being done is showing that we can't keep that up. We've
right.
got to grow our tax base. We've got to bring business into the community. And we're just like so many other communities across this country, having to work to do that. We're in competition
yes.
with each other.
And you were talking about the River District. You're aware that the tax money we've put into there has come back, and even more than what we invested in that.
It has come back, but it's the only place where there has been growth, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough growth to sustain what we have. We need 3% growth to sustain the level we're at.
Mm-hmm.
It is predicted that our growth is only going to be 1%.
Now, how would you increase growth? You're right.
And that is it.
That's the ultimate answer.
That's the ultimate answer. Mm-hmm. There is no magic wand that we can wave to do this. It's going to take everyone working together to put ideas to set us apart from other communities so that we can bring growth in, bring jobs in. People have to tighten their belts. We've got to decide what's important to us and where we want our funding to go. What we're willing to give up, we may have to give up some things to be able to do it, but we have to do it to work together as a community.
We're talking to Sheila Baines this morning, bringing in council candidates so that you can make an informed decision about who needs to be in that room discussing these topics and these opinions. As you talk to people, are there any areas where they've said, okay, if I could let my electric rates go down, here's an area I would be willing to give up? Are there any areas that you know right off the bat where people have said, I'd be willing to cut this particular area or that area as a way of saving money?
I've had several people to tell me that they would be willing to pay more on their real estate tax
mm-hmm.
if it would mean that the utilities would go down. And that's come up multiple times.
We raised those last year.
Yeah, they were raised a little mm-hmm. bit last year. And there are people that realize that elderly, those on fixed income, are really having a difficult time with that, and everybody needs utilities.
Mm-hmm. They need utilities, but also with the elderly, that would be their real estate taxes, because those are the ones who generally own their own. An 80-year-old person, higher percentage own their own homes than, say, a 25-year-old.
Right, and I've had several of those to say that they could afford to pay a little more. At least that's something they would know that was coming, and they had time to plan for it
mm-hmm.
with their utility bills. people don't realize the increase that's coming. They don't know how much that's going to be.
Particularly,
and they can't plan for it. So it makes it extremely difficult for the working mother that works out of town and has children, or for someone that's gone back to school to better themselves, and they don't have much money. When their bill goes up $300 or $400, they're trying to figure out how they're going to keep it up.
Yeah, and I think the city manager and the electric department said from now on they're going to put everybody who wants to be on that average income average, where they look at a 12-month and then they bill you an average of that, so they can plan a little better. But that's, you know, there's no perfect way to do this, is there?
There is no perfect way, and that's why we have to look to each other for solutions, and that's why I believe that we're stronger when we work together as a community. And I tell people, we have to start thinking about what we want in our community and what we can do. I believe all of us in our community have a role to play, and we have to play it. And it's easy to sit back and criticize. Mm-hmm. It's more difficult to get out and try to do something about it. But each of us have an obligation to try to do what we can to help our community. And that's what it takes to be successful.
Do you have any ideas, for example, about crime? Because I'm going to be asking all of them about that. And crime, are we doing as much as we need to do? Do you think the approach we're taking is correct on that?
I love the community approach because, like I say, I'm a community-minded person. If you go out into the community and you reach citizens and you talk to them one-on-one, you develop trust. When you develop trust, you have a connection. And when you're connected, you're more comfortable around each other and you understand each other and you can relate. And I think that will help us a lot.
Yes, this new police chief that we have sounds like he's really going to be proactive in that area. You know, he gets out more, his people are getting out more. Do you think that's a good direction for us in terms of crime?
I think that's an excellent direction. It will help. People miss those connections. They didn't feel like the police department members knew them. And, you know, when you only run into each other when there's something going wrong, you can't really know each other.
Particularly with the young folks and the kids, and I'm glad they're doing that kind of an outreach,
and
too.
I love seeing pictures of members of the police department with our youth, connecting with them, letting them see that, you know, we're here, we're happy to be around you, we love you, we care about you, you're important, encouraging them to do well and to look. Some of them someday are going to be needed to be policemen or firemen. We need that connection.
We're talking to Sheila Baines this morning, one of the candidates for council. Got about a minute. In terms of education, do you think we're going in the right direction there with the school board? Is the emphasis correct, or would you try to have some influence to change that? What are you hearing about that?
Well, we have several people running for the school board. Mm-hmm. We have some great choices this time. I hope people will turn out and vote May 1st for council and for the school board. Tough decisions are going to have to be made there, too. Education is critical. We all know it's critical to development in our city, and without a good education system, then we're in for more serious problems. We just have to make sure that everybody gets on the same page and works together. There is a relationship going on now between council and school board. I know I can strengthen that because that's what I like to do. I like to work together. We have to bring people together. We have to get on the same page, same track, and be like-minded and put our energies into working with each other and to make sure we understand the direction we're going in, and that's what I want us to do. And if you vote for me on May 1st, that's the attitude and the spirit I'm going to take to council.
Sheila Baines, thank you so much for coming in. And everybody's getting the same amount of time. I've shared this with other council members, and we've interviewed, you know, with you before. When you hear other ones, if it sounds like, oh, well, they got more time than it. No, everybody gets it. But it seems longer when the other person's talking about why people should vote for them. So, but I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate all of you taking your time to go through these long visits with people, door-to-door, meetings, forums, and all this stuff. You're all putting in a lot of work, and I appreciate you as being citizens who are willing to literally give up a part of your lives in order to do this. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Hutch.